This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Each Wednesday, we focus on a topic of local environmental importance and find the people who can provide insights and information. We welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. In Washtenaw County, there's a commitment to land preservation. Voters have twice voted to fund the Natural Areas Preservation Program in the year 2000, then again in 2010. It's a tax levy that now runs through the year 2021. Through the revenue generated by the voter-approved tax, the Natural Areas Preservation Program, in conjunction with its partners, have been able to preserve and protect over 3,400 acres of undeveloped land. By most all accounts, that's a success. In September of this year, the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners proposed to direct $15 million of that millage money over a period of 3 years to establish a new endowment fund. That endowment would be used to pay for operations, maintenance, and monitoring of the acquired properties. That's an issue for some, including our guest this morning. James DeMore is vice chair of the executive committee of the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club. And James, thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you, David. Glad to be with you.
Let's first establish what your organization thinks of the NAP program itself. The Sierra Club would obviously support land acquisition for the purposes of preservation and protection, correct?
Absolutely. We are very excited about the program. We were certainly champions of it when it was first enacted in 2000. There was even a previous millage attempt before that in 1998, which was not successful, but we regrouped. And this program that is here protects important natural areas and also open spaces for certainly protection of the environment and also some key agricultural lands. That's through the natural preservation millage, protection of our parks, and also conservation easements for key agricultural lands.
And that plays an important role in developing future sustainability for our community, keeping these places open and natural for the quality of life we have here, right?
Absolutely.
So why not use some of the tax capture then for a dedicated fund, an endowment, if you will, to service these properties?
Well, what we're talking about here in terms of the endowment fund is $15 million. And the millage itself brings in about roughly $3.5 million every year. What this would essentially do, we're looking at the end of calendar year 2017, and the millage runs in total through 2020. That's three full years of the program that is going to be essentially cut off. And now, we certainly understand that after 2020, there's always the issue, will the millage continue or will it not? But we look at the annual expenditures in terms of a land management budget on the natural preservations. We're looking at total expenditures of only a little over $600,000. $15 million is going to essentially shut off the millage in terms of additional acquisitions. There have been a number of proposals that the county is looking at acquiring that are going to have to be put on hold in terms of the priority list.
So, yeah, I was going to talk to you about that. Are there specific properties you know of that would become available over the next three period in which the proposed endowment would be created that would be lost because the money is no longer available?
The county is making noises about that now. Part of the terms are apparently there is an additional 17 properties that I'm told that we will look at those, quote, as funds are available, unquote. We find that a disappointment, and certainly that these properties are all certainly desirable. And we feel that, first off, I mean, when we look at this endowment fund, we're almost turning our back in terms of the promise we made to the people of Washtenaw County that we acquire these lands. With this endowment fund, again, with $15 million, that's nice. But if you look at an annual budget of only, let's say, $600,000, maybe up to inflation to $700,000, maybe for over 3 years, that's only $1.8 million. And at the end of the millage, we can talk about what to do then.
Is it not a catch-22, though, in that if we have more land and we acquire more land, purchase it, then the expenses for operations and maintenance will continue to go up and there needs to be a fund for each? So if not the endowment to ensure forward funding for operations and maintenance, do you have a proposal for an alternative that would provide such insurances?
Well, I think what we can do in the interim propose maybe taking a part of the funding that comes in over 3 years, maybe taking $1.8 million of the fund to cover certainly the operations in terms of Matura's preservation over 3 years. But the question of $15 million is essentially saying that we're going to stop pretty soon. And I think that's not a question that the citizens of the county have answered yet. I mean, I think we have made a commitment through 10 years for the millage. I think with the endowment fund, we're talking about stopping the millage essentially right now.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment with our guest, James Damore. James is vice chair of the executive committee of the Huron Valley chapter of the Sierra Club. And we're talking about the voter-approved quarter mill tax levy for the Natural Area Preservation Program in Washtenaw County, set to expire at the end of 2020. Will you, James, and will the Sierra Club advocate putting a renewal millage on the ballot, an enhanced millage, or seek out some other avenue of funding as opposed to the endowment?
Well, we'd certainly be looking at that. We're certainly keep all options on the table. If it's just a simple renewal of what we have in 2020, we'd certainly be supportive of that. With the millage as it stands right now, portions of the millage do go to land management. But in terms of otherwise, if this indeed becomes an issue, maybe we need to look at additional mechanisms. The city of Ann Arbor, for example, has done a maintenance, a separate parks maintenance millage. That's one model that can be followed. That being said, we'd certainly be willing to work with the county moving forward into coming up what the future would look like in terms of the program. But we just hate to see it just shut down.
I'm glad you got to that, because there's a lot of conversations among many in the community about how best to proceed. The NAP program has a lot of partners, the Nature Conservancy, Southeast Michigan Land Conservancy, the Ann Arbor Greenbelt Program, Scio and Superior Townships. What do you identify as the Sierra Club's role in advancing this cause of further land acquisition and protections?
Well, we certainly encourage these partnerships. These partnerships go a long way. The county certainly has worked with Sound Township and their land preservation millage and Ann Arbor Township. And certainly with the Legacy Land Conservancy and certainly the Southeastern Michigan Land Conservancy, I can tell you the National Preservation Program is very crucial in helping key acquisitions to LaForge Woods. These partnerships are always critical, and they always help.
I want to go back, James, for a moment to where we started. The county board at a working session back in September discussed a proposal to set aside $15 million from the NAP tax levy to create an endowment to forward fund maintenance and operations of acquired land and easements. The Sierra Club sent a formal letter opposing that idea. Did you get a formal response?
We received a favorable response from several commissioners. I don't know where it stands right now with the commission itself and what actions they're going to take since that time. I know I've spoken to a couple commissioners, and they've been critical of the endowment fund. But I don't know where things stand right now in terms of the commissioner's mind with respect to this issue.
Yeah, I haven't seen it come up for formal action as of yet. But you'll obviously be monitoring, and with the period of time between now and when the millage expires in 2020, do you think that there is enough will in the community to get everybody to the table and come to a resolution that is workable for all parties and the overall goals?
Absolutely. I think this has been a value for the community, and I don't see any change in that moving forward.
James, I really thank you for the time today. It's been a great conversation.
David, it's been a pleasure.
That is James Damore. James, he is the vice chair of the executive committee of the Huron Valley chapter of the Sierra Club. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Manager. You hear it each Wednesday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.